I'm Trevor Castle. We're joined now by Haley Box, senior captain on the Central College softball team. Just got done with the selection show and Central heading to Oshkosh, Wisconsin for the 2025 regionals. Haley, congratulations. I know this is your third straight appearance in the regionals. What are your feelings here, your senior year and this last journey ahead of you?
I'm ecstatic. You know, this has been our goal all year to make it to the regionals. And once you make it to the regionals, coach always says anything can happen. So we're trying to push a run further than we made last year. And that's our goal right now. And so attack Wisconsin and then see what happens after that.
Well, you lost a lot of players off of last year's team, right? The fifth-year seniors and the traditional seniors. And so there's a lot of question marks about what this team would look like. What do you think it says that we're right back in this same spot here a year later?
I think it just shows the strength of this program and the ability for us to be able to just build everyone up and keep rolling. And so our motto this year was kind of we're not rebuilding, we're reloading. And so I think that has shown just by making it back to the regionals.
From a leadership perspective, what have these last few weeks been like? You know, I want to talk about your injury in a moment, but Emma Beck's going through some injuries. And so some real adversity on the field. How have you helped your teammates through that?
Yeah, just taking on a different role has been my biggest thing. This was kind of new for me. And so just really being their biggest cheerleader and helping people who are new to positions like Riley Duncan or Carlin Smith playing shortstop. And so I was just trying to be a leader for them in the dugout and just try and lead the team in a different way than I'm used to.
But you're back now, so you get to lead in a more traditional sense. And how are you feeling, and what are your hopes and expectations for yourself this weekend?
Yeah, I feel great. I'm really blessed to be able to get back out on the field because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to. And so just expectations is to go and play my heart out and just do my best, and hopefully that gets rewarded with more games being played.
Yeah, do you think we have something special in store this weekend?
I definitely think we do. I think we have a really good chance, and I'm excited to see what happens.
All right, good luck. We'll see you this weekend, Haley.
Thanks.
All right, that's Haley Bach from the Central College softball team. And now we're joined by Dutch head coach George Wares on Selection Monday, Central into the NCAA 64 team field heading to Oshkosh, Wisconsin this weekend. Coach, a little bit different this year. We knew we were in, even though we didn't win the conference tournament because of the new NPI format. What was this morning and this day like for you and your team?
Well, as you said, we knew, and, you know, historically, I've kind of known, you know, but the players didn't. And it's kind of nice, I think, that the fans, parents, players can look up the number and you just do the math, and, you know, it gets unfortunate when you're 23 and you're like 0.111 away. So I feel for those teams. But, you know, and then this morning was just exciting because we didn't know. There were a whole lot of options. You know, we get four teams from Iowa, four teams from Wisconsin. And obviously, they showed the committee was willing to fly a few more people. So you didn't know where we were going to go. And I think everybody is happy that we're staying in a driving place for our fans. And really competitive regional, but we feel good about where we're going and get to play some teams that we haven't played for a while.
Well, I'll eat a little bit of crow. I thought this league would be down this year, and here we are with four teams into the NCAA tournament, Iowa and Wisconsin, the only two leagues to get that many teams. What do you think it says about the American Rivers Conference?
Well, you know, I mean, historically, we haven't won a national championship for a long time, obviously, but I think the balance is always it. You know, you look at Dubuque, who finished, next to last, right? And they beat us, they beat Wartburg, they beat Simpson, and they beat Nebraska Wesleyan. So I think it's just the depth of our conference. And, you know, maybe the pitching overall, when you look at it, was down a little bit, but the offenses certainly were good, and some really good people behind the plate. And I think our league is what it is, and I'm really happy for our conference that we got four, and I think they'll all represent well.
Okay, so I know you'll be doing the deep dive here over the next couple of days, but Wisconsin-Stevens Point is the opening round opponent on Thursday. Wisconsin-Oshkosh is the number one seed in this regional and the presumed favorites, I guess. But how do you think this draw stacks up for the Dutch?
It's a good draw. I mean, there's nothing easy. And, you know, Wisconsin, what I just said about our league, you can say about their league, the depth that they had. You know, we played a Platteville, and they almost beat Simpson. We had two slugfests against them, and, you know, they were one game away from winning that conference tournament championship. So those teams are tested. So it's not like, and Stevens Point has played Simpson, you know, so they've seen our league. So I think it's just going to be a continuation of conference play in some ways, other than we don't know each other as much. But I think their league is extremely good from top to bottom, just like ours. And we're going to see well-coached, good athletes. And, you know, it's going to come down to the same old stuff, you know, who can play well on that given day.
And probably the biggest question mark, you're without your presumed number one pitcher coming in, Emma Beck. Do we have enough pitching to make some noise here this weekend, Coach?
I hope so. And, you know, I don't think it's a presumed number one. I think, you know, coming in, she was a number one. But, hey, you know, we got some pretty good stuff from Jaden. And then, you know, a Carlin Smith, that still might be one of the most incredible things when you look back historically. And they'll talk about that 2025. You remember that Smith kid? You know, she came in and pitched, whatever, six innings in the conference tournament. So, you know, I think we've settled in a little bit. And knowing that, we have to be a little bit different with the pitching that we have. And obviously, Bach coming back has really helped us a lot, you know, just from a leadership standpoint and the leadoff hitter and what she does at short. And we're not going to give up on Beck, you know. Our trainers and doctors and her, they're going to do everything they can. And, you know, it might be a long shot, but we're hopeful for our sake, but also for her sake, that she can maybe pitch a little bit in the regional.
I'm sure I asked you this exact same question in this exact same room never a year ago, but in year 41, Coach, back into the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it never gets old, you know, and every team, you know, you see their faces, even though we knew we were in, you didn't know where you were going, you hear the cheers, and you can never hear what they say about us because they're all yelling, but it's always special, and, you know, it's what we try to do every year. You know, yeah, we want to win the conference. Yeah, we want to win the conference tournament. But when it's all said and done, you want to be here on this Monday and know you're going to play on Thursday. And we got to do that again.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Trevor.
That's George Ware, head coach of the Central College softball team. The Dutch play Wisconsin Stevens Point on Thursday. The schedule still to be released, but we'll have all the Central action all weekend long on 92.1 KRLS. For today's Lely Radio Sports page, I'm Trevor Castle.